make sure I understand it. What you're doing is if you have about 7 horses or so, you're looking at which horse goes the fastest in the first faction.
Right.
And then you pit all the other horses against that first faction to determine what they'll do.
Sure.
You said I'm putting 21-4. Now you have, I put allowed for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 contenders. That's all you're allowed. If you want to sneak in an 8th, you go ahead. But you're going to see. Well, this horse can run 45-4 second call against a 21-2, and you see the rest of them all run 47s, 46 stuff. You pretty soon know that at this point in the race, it's a 2-horse race, or maybe that's a way to eliminate horses real fast. This horse is going to be 8 lengths off at the second call if today's pace shapes up this way. And then you see what he can close in, and he can't close against 8 lengths. Now you can cross him off. And pretty soon you'll do this automatically, and you've eliminated it and got it down to 5.
Keep in the back of your mind also where that second call occurs. In a 6-furlong race, 2/3 of the race is over.
And let's say in a race it's 16 sixteenths, it's 12 sixteenths over in a mile at the second call. In a race that is 16 sixteenths, which is a mile and a 16th, it is 12 sixteenths over. And it's 17 sixteenths, it's 12 sixteenths over. So it's still, the bulk of the race is over at the second call.
About
90%
of the time, pretty well?
Oh, I'd say you're always going to have a situation where some horse comes awake and does things it's never done. What we found is that you're going to have a minimum of 4% where they're going to nip you. You won't be able to. 6%, you allow a tolerance of 6%. So you're going to lose 94%. You're going to lose 6% of your races. So what percentage of 94 is 70? 75%, that's hit 70% of the 94 that's left to do your 65.8. And 65.8, believe me, is enough proficiency to make yourself a fortune if you get Bob's money management.
Where does that projection come from? The racing form.
Are you going to run 2 or 3 projections, or are you talking about a special?
I got one race here. Let's do one real fast. Pick me a race. Then we'll go to lunch. We bled that race, but there's only 7 horses in it. That's a good thing. Who's going to run? It says here, let's take the same race. We've got it out anyway. The race was on page 67 and the chart's on 81. We all agreed that Largon is going to run to its best first fraction if it has any chance whatsoever, right? That was 21-4. So we're going to put down, if today's first fraction projects as 21-4, then what will Gallant Shooter? It ran 1.5 behind a 22. So we're going to say it runs 2 lengths behind a 21-4, right? Say what Axe Bargain is off. Well, what did he ever? He ran 2.5 off a 21-4. Let's give him the benefit. Don't project too much. Just say, okay, well, let's say he's 2.5 off a 24. Stock and Trade is a neck off of a 22, so he's 1/2 length off a 22-4, right? And on down the line. Now, who makes the best second call? If you want to give Gallant this Largon the best, you can't very well say that it's going to be in the lead. I did just for fun, but you've got in here a horse that was on the lead at 44-3 in Gallant Shooter. If you put Gallant Shooter, that's 44-3 is what it's going to be. Now you see where that Largon is already gone, because it's 45 and... See what I'm saying? You just take the best of each of these fractions, each of these calls, and you measure where every horse is when it's running well against that. Now, I've averaged several times to get where the average behind that time. Once you've established that today is second call, and I made it a little slower than 40. I made it 44-4, I think. You say 21-4, 44-4, and I allowed for the other horse to go run faster than it ever has to try to stay in the lead, and then it dies even more. And even though the times I projected weren't quite the same as reality, because the race was run on a much faster variant, run on a 9 daily variant. the concept worked. Right. You just say it runs a little faster. You know the argon's not going to be around against anything that's faster than a 45, even though he can't even run against that.
You got a 44.2. Is that the reason?
Being in real life, in this race.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's what the reality was, that he tried to keep that. He knew that he ran as fast as he could, as long as he could. And so, in consequence, on a dying daily variant, though, we show you the daily variant of this race. Had we been at the track that day, tracking it as we should on our PAR generator program, we would have noticed that the first race for maiden claimers was 23. This is on page 73. From then on, throughout the day, it went 12, 14, 16, 11, and 9. So that was a very fast day. So we could expect, if we were going to project, expect faster times. But the point was that what does a horse have to have at the second call to be able to do what it did when it was best? What does it need? What can it not compete against? These horses all can compete against a 21-4, the ones that we projected. Largon could not compete against what they could run relative to his 45. And the best closer, it turns out, was actually the winner.
The one part of this you have to be most careful with is projecting that last correction. The first two you can do it with reasonable amount of accuracy, but when you get to the last one, in the case of a horse like Largon, now Largon's going to be asked to run, three lengths faster than he's ever run to the half before. So to say that he'll run finish in 25.2, you're really guessing, because chances are if he runs three lengths earlier, and in this case he ran 10 lengths slower late, if you roll him back three lengths to the half and just add three lengths to the final time, it won't work that way. That last fraction can go to pieces when a horse is gutted. So you've got to be careful with that last fraction, especially. The matchup is completed at the second call. The rest of it, you're into the area of guesswork. In the case of Largon, you can project a 28th last fraction if you want it, just by virtue of having to run 44.4. Because the only other time in his life he ran 21.4, he wound up being badly beaten in a 111 and so on.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to give anybody a real whiz bang. The best I gave was 25. If you're very conservative there, then you won't get in too much trouble.
What case did you use off a stock and trader? Which one was used?
Oh, if you wanted to take it instead of projection, if you want to use a given. I didn't put any of them in the computer. I projected the race. This was an exercise in projection. However, the other fellows did put him in the computer. He came out second best by using his third, the internal fractions of his third race back.
So you made a 6 furlong off that mile race.
Right.
110 and 2, 45 and 3.
Go back to 13 December.
Yeah.
Well, now,
mm-hmm.
How do you make that judgment call on that?
Because I wouldn't have. I'd have used his last race. I'd have used his last race? Sure. I'd have used his last race and ignored the W part of it on the readout. Because his last race is what matches up into this race. Not that, the internal fractions of that, the 1 mile race, three races back, that'll give him a high number, in fact, a W. But it won't match him up in this race because those fractions are going to be slow.
Right.
I'd use his last race, and when you get your readout, pay attention to the internal fractions you get back. Forget the rankings. W always, his early pace ranking is going to be very strong. But take a look at that and see how that race matches up from those internal fractions, and that last race will be enough for you to make the call that he could win this race, just based on the other lines you have available to you. Don't hang up on the fact that he's not number one W. You don't have to go back and make him number one W to win this race.
But that what Tom
was saying is then you don't have to really put him in a computer, you just make the projection. But for those who have to have a computer readout that says the horse is one or two, then you go back. He would advise you not to, but some people still have to do that. They have to see it.
You should put him in the computer. I do advise you, but you're going to get back something like 60 first fraction and about 59 second fraction, something in that realm. And then that's what you get back from the computer, and that's what you analyze here. I would
put feet per second, 59 second fraction.
Well, yeah, something like
that's
that.
Pretty fast.
I missed. It is pretty fast, but it's just not. What was the time around the turn, Bob? Didn't we just say it was 22.3 around the turn?
Right.
Okay, so you're in that realm. You've got an extremely high second fraction. And once you learn to analyze your fractions, that's going to knock your socks off.
Yeah.
You don't have to go back and make him number 1W on another line. Because if you use that mile race and then try to match this up, then he won't match up well to the second.
I don't like to use a mile race in a race like this.
Okay, but then he won't. But if you do that to make him number 1W, he won't match up correctly in the race.
Yeah.
58:41
is going to
be the velocity in the second practice.
It's huge.
That's now, I'm totally agree with Tom, but I want you to remember the circumstances of this statement, because if you don't correctly interpret what he just said, you're going to be doing things that you're not ready for, some of you. When you know you're doing really a matchup projection and saying, I'm not concerned by that third fraction, I know he can do better, so I'm going to forget it. But if you put five horses through and he comes out number five and you eliminate him on that because you didn't correctly interpret the readout, you'd probably be better. If you just have to satisfy yourself, you got him in the top 2W, then you should put him through. But what the difference between an ordinary player or analyst and a Brohammer is that he will analyze not from any set point, but from what the points that are going to make that horse a winner. But for those of you who have to have him come out number 1 or 2W in order to be satisfied you can bet him, you sure can't take him off the last race. You've got to be a little bit more sophisticated in your analysis than that. But if you'll listen to what Tom just said and in the future handicap from that point of view, then you can use last races. That's why Bradshaw says, I don't give a dang which race baseline you use, you're going to get him. Well, a lot of people say, well, Jimmy, four lengths. So I don't give a darn, look at there, he does something here and whatever he's... But that's essentially what Tom's saying in regular English, that if you make a proper analysis of what you got in that last line, you can use it. But if you insist on having a total line that totally puts him in the top two, you're then going to have to go to the internal fractions of that good race. Remember, the one thing I'll always worry about, and my worries come home to roost too frequently, is something brilliant gets said in one of these seminars and somebody latches onto that statement and does not take it in relationship to all the other statements, you suddenly, in your own mind, you say, I found a rule. And I remember one fellow who did this, and he was doing very well. He got the idea that you should handicap sprint races off the first two fractions. And when that was paying off, he was doing dynamite. And all of a sudden he said, well, the method doesn't work anymore, hard, because the track had gone a little sustained. Or you just can't, you can't make a rule out of it. You've got to interpret in terms of the whole race.
The first thing I want to say is this. Is, hey, don't put away your computers. Don't quit getting the programs. These are things that you really need. You've got to remember some of the things that I do goes back quite a few years. A number of the programs I've written, and I know in advance a lot of times which horses that the computer will pick up. I think with your X's and O's, your pace line matchup, and then the concept of the matchup alone, there isn't anything that can keep you from winning. Glenn, I was quite amazed at some of Glenn's pace lines since he started going back to the X's and the O's and the pace energy matchup. He's been winning like a robber. I went over a race yesterday which I consider an easy race on the matchup. I develop them into, or say that there are different types of races. There are some that are easy, some that are difficult, and some that are almost impossible. I didn't say impossible. It will take longer. Howard has stated that at certain times pace lines loom off the page at him. There's times that horses loom off the page at me. There's times that it takes a little longer. Every time I go to a seminar, come out here or anything, and we start going over races. Dick went over races yesterday. Howard had this race that Glenn had. And the biggest problem in the long, it takes so damn long to get rid of horses. You know, it's this being undecided. Hell, if he jumps up and bites you, let him jump up and bite you. You got to make a stand. I have seen him spend 30 to 45 minutes arguing on one horse. Does this horse belong in the race? I do not look at trainer, jockey, weight, post position, or anything when I start looking at a race. I don't even look at the names. The very first thing that I look for are horses that have run against a good pace. This is what I want. I want them to run against a good pace. Now, later on, I've got to make a decision. Will this horse do this today? Or was it like a maiden finds itself out on the front end and gets brave? And you'll find that in a number of races. That horses a lot of times will run their best race their last time out. And will they repeat today? These are decisions that you're going to have to make. This is why if you bet two horses, you bet two horses and you've got the true contenders, if you think the horse can do it, bet him. And then come up with the other horses. The matchup, these charts that Howard has provided are invaluable. You can learn the matchup. You can learn the matchup by starting with pace energy. By starting with the pace energy, you should learn what is a slow horse and what is a fast horse. You know, a slow horse that would be considered in today's race may not be a slow horse in another race. So what we're speaking of is a slow horse. You know, a 45-110 may be slow. If he's facing 44-109s today, that's a slow horse. But if he's facing a 46-111, he ain't slow. So this is what we've got to look at. This is what you've got to determine. Look on page 4445, Paceline Manual. In the very beginning, I'm not interested in pace lines. I'm going to pick my horses, and then I pick pace lines. I know this particular race. I did this race before I knew the result. I showed it to someone outside. They asked me about it, and I just showed it. Now, I'm going to, like I say, I did this, and I'm going to show you how quickly I got the contenders in this race. And I can verify this because a gentleman saw me do it. The contenders in this race are Crackman, Superb Moment, West Boy, Mischievous Matt. Those are your four contenders in this race. They are true contenders. As far as what we've got to deal with now. Okay, now if you want five horses, you probably put in the Dennis horse. I don't know. That's the contenders. That's how I got the contenders. I don't have tunnel vision. I mean, I don't look at any one thing. I look at the past performance of that horse as I go down. Smoky Orbit has nothing. Couldn't outrun my dog. Now, that's your slow horse. Crackman against a 44-4, 109-4, he wins the race. Superb, 44-4, 109, gets beat six lengths. Now I'm just looking at their past performance, but I know that these horses are close to the pace. West Boy 2, off of a 45, 110-2, wins a race. Mischievous Matt, off of a 44-2, 109-4, 2.5 lengths, finishes by 2.5 lengths. This is how I got my contenders. Okay, how about the Dennis horse? The Dennis horse is basically a route horse, likes the lead at a 45-4, can take the lead at a 45-4, finishes and gets beat the 110-2. He's facing a 109-4. That's a slow horse in today's race. He is a route horse going into a sprint. Oh, he will figure into the race. And it would probably be your fifth horse. Now, once I have the contenders, you know, on these particular horses, use their last race. No problem on pace line. Use any pace line you want to. Use their last race. There isn't any reason not to. You need to know that the race is a 6.5 furlong race. Now, why I say that this is what I call basically a paceless race. There's no dominant horse that likes to go out and take the lead. Somebody's going to have to lead. Somebody's going to have to set these fractions. I want to get as close as I can. Now, remember right now, I'm not even worried about beaten lengths. I'm not worried about beaten lengths. I'm worried, only thing I'm thinking about now are times, so that I can project times of what the pace of today's race is going to be. So I'm not worried about the beaten lengths. I'm not worried about a daily variant. I'm not worried whether these horses are running from at Santa Anita or where. I'm worried about what these horses can do against each other. This is what I want to know. All right. The only horse in this race, you know, that will take the lead or like to take the lead is Mischievous Matt. Look at his first position calls. Fourth, first, third, you know, all of that. But look at, compared to the others, the Dennis horse likes the lead in a route at the half-mile mark, but I'm looking for the quarter-mile mark because this is a 6.5 furlong race. City View likes to run second or third. You know, I'm not worried about the beaten links. I'm worried about, I'm thinking about positions. Howard Sarton says that they're predictable of what these horses like to do. And these people that try to raise horses mess up these horses' personality. They get confused. They don't know what they're supposed to do. Look at Crackman, likes to run second, third, or fourth. Look at Superb Moment, second, third, or fourth. Well, you know, since we've only got four horses, we know basically where these horses are going to be. West Boy is the lone closer, is the really a closer, sustained pace horse in this race. Can you see that? You know, running 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th at the first fraction. And look at all of these 1s and 2s and 3s and 4 marks at the end. You know, it's easy to see. So now I'm going to predict that Mischievous, and I'm right because we went ahead and looked at the charts. Mischievous Matt, 22-1 at Hollywood Park, 2.5 lengths off of a 21-2. So I'm going to say that, you know, this is going to be around a 21-4. It's going to be under a 22 at the first call. All right. Now I'm looking for horses that, of these four or any of the others I've thrown out, that will take the lead, or so I can predict or project my second call. Okay, Crackman, 44-4, one length off. 44-2, Superb Moment, two lengths off. Now I look at Dennis, 45-4 in the lead. City View, about a 45-4. Mischievous Matt, about a 45-4. All these horses run right around a 45-2 or a 45-4. And you know what? Different tracks, different variants. Here's a Superb Moment, has run a 45-2. So I'm saying, you know, this is going to be run a little faster than a 45. It's going to be run a little faster than a 45 because here's Crackman, Superb Moment, that was real, real close to 44s. You know, 44-4, 44-1, 44-2s. So a 45 is, won't cut it today. Because we've got about three horses that'll go after a 45. So now, we've got a 44-3, 44-2, something like that. I'm just looking for ballpark figures. All right, I've got my first two calls. Now you want pace lines that match these. Okay, let's go ahead, take Crackman off his last race. Up of a 44-4, he runs a 109-4. Superb Moment. Take him off his last race. 44-2, 116-2, wins a 6.5 furlong. West Boy. This horse can't win the race. Now see how easily you can see this? Look at his second race back, his third race back, his fourth race back. At a 45 against a 45, He runs a 110.2. Now, we already know that Crackman runs a 109.3. Is Crackman faster than Westboy 2? Can you see that? Now, you can put him in the computer. I mean, don't worry about that, but know your fast horses and your slow horses. You know, put him in off his last race, any one of those three, you can't get the horse. You're not going to get him. But when they're true contenders, it doesn't matter. Just don't adjust the race and give them false variance. I like that, false variant. That's what